Welcome to another episode of Game of Thrones Wieners and Such.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
Tonight we are joined by Dennis. I don't know how to use my board.
Hello.
And sorry, Dennis, I had to. John the Laser Santeri, also known as John, he knows nothing. Oh, wait, he knows nothing, John Snow? Is that what we call you?
That works.
You know nothing, John Sanzeri.
That's the one. Dutch, the Van Wingerden. Oh, no, we have a hiss. Hey, Royce, we have a hiss.
I don't know where the hiss is coming from.
From Dorne.
And
they always are the ones causing shit, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't
know. Skype.
It might be someone on Skype. Hold on for a second. I'm gonna. Nope. It might be us. It's us. Fixed it. All right. We also have Mark joining us tonight.
Hey, what's going on?
And Jesse joining us tonight. Both of which are super big Game of Thrones fans, and they're from the Moxie LaFam troupe over here in Florida. So welcome, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
What's the name of this week's episode? It's week 5.
It's called Kill the Boy.
Kill nice. The Boy. Why is it called Kill the Boy?
Well, because Aemon Targaryen has a conversation with Jon Snow when Jon Snow comes up to him asking him about advice that's going to divide the Night's Watch. And then Aemon basically says, you need to man the fuck up, kill that boy inside so the man can grow and do what you got to do because you are the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
Oh. There's a lot of Night's Watch stuff going on in this episode, I know.
Hold on, real quick. What is Aemon Targaryen's relation to the Targaryen family again?
Well, he's the great uncle.
Yes.
Okay. So he was the uncle of the Mad King?
No, he was the brother.
Oh, okay.
Mad King, brother, uncle to other people.
Yes. Uncle to Daenerys, I think.
That's right,
because
she's Targaryen born as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So admittedly, I fell asleep watching it the first night and had to catch up. The last 10 minutes right before we started the Hippo Juice show, which I'm super glad I did catch up because I missed like all the action if I didn't watch it. That was loaded heavy towards the end of the episode. Jesus.
Yeah, a lot happens, especially in that show in the last 15 minutes.
Jorah the Explorer.
Jorah the Explorer. I love that name.
Well, let's start at the beginning of the episode. Obviously, Grey Worm had just gotten injured. Obviously, the other guy, the older guy, what's the name?
Barista.
He died, his funeral. And then there's a thing going on with Grey Worm and, what's her name?
Miss Sunday.
Right. So now, clarify for me, because he kind of said it at one point, but like, do they just cut the balls off, or do the balls and the dick get cut off from the Unsullied?
Just the balls.
Yeah, I thought they just castrated them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he can still get boners.
They can still get boners.
I want to see that happen.
Wieners and such, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That we should see some Grey Worm dick soon.
Some Grey Worm.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It would look like awesome.
But just like, just nothing else.
It would just be a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Grey Worm sperm.
But they talk about it all the time. And like, you know,
we haven't
pics
seen
or get the fuck out at this point.
Right.
It's true.
I'm very curious what to see. You know, I've never seen castration on a TV show or movie.
More CGI than like the dragons. Because they'd have to show a real wiener, but like nothing else.
Unless you have like a really floppy ball bag and you can like tuck it back.
Or if they put a little green screen colored ball sack around his balls.
Aww.
And then green screen it out.
Or the cheap route and the more realistic would be a prosthetic wiener that he just tucks all his stuff into the prosthetic. So all you
right.
see is just a wiener.
Oh, you're way too optimistic. They're never going to show his wiener. All they're going to show is his ass.
Hello, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, but they're not going to show anybody mutilated like that. You wouldn't think.
They showed Reek getting mutilated.
Right, but have you seen his area since then?
No, I think all we've seen is Ramsay eating the sausage. That's about as close as we got.
Yeah,
no, it's right.
So then Daenerys goes down and she's like, look, you're going to marry me. You're on your knees right now. You're mine.
Oh yeah, basically Daenerys and what's his name and Jon Snow got the same advice. Grow some balls already.
Right.
Grow a fucking pair and run fucking Westeros already. Yep.
And man, did she. Like, because she rounded up all of the top members of the family, fed one of them to her dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finally some dragon shit.
Now, what was the play behind that? Did she know? I haven't read the books, but did she know that one guy was a problem?
Nope.
No.
Just an arbitrary choice so that she
just basically like, I don't like your face today. It's here, you get to go closer.
Yeah.
It's like a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like a, I'm going to let my dragons eat you statement.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that I'm not soft.
Watch this.
More importantly, dragons can eat things that are on fire. I did not know this. But now
they have no taste buds or roofs of their mouth, so they can't get blisters and such.
I mean, I don't know if that's a real fact.
I suppose if they breathe... I suppose if they breathe fire, then it wouldn't really make a difference if the things they were eating were on fire.
Right.
But they're sticking their faces in the flame of the body that they just ripped apart, which was awesome.
Well, they are dragons. They have dragon scales. I mean, pretty sure they're fire retardant at this point.
Including their eyeballs? Because I was just like, wow, they're just like sticking their face in there. They don't care.
It's probably like a thin, you know, skin layer that's also fire retardant.
I love how we're trying to legitimize something that clearly can be just whatever we want in our imaginations. We have to.
Have to. Yeah.
It's like
science.
When you eat hot pizza and the cheese sticks and you're like, oh, yes. That sucks. It sucks. But it only sucks for a second.
Oh, you're right. Okay. The dragons probably don't taste the men. They're like, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
I could have been eating
it's like
anything.
Cheesy pizza.
No, like, the inside of their mouth is probably calloused over. Because like, if you're going from like dragon mythology, they breathe methane, but then they spark it from a gland in their mouth, which is kind of like a blowtorch effect.
They're not
really breathing fire.
They're medieval Zippo lighters.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Pretty much. I mean, you know.
I love how Daenerys had to ask the help. Like, she had to go to the janitor in this situation and ask the janitor for, you know, moral sound advice. Like,
what do you think?
What would you do if you were me? I have so much power and I don't know what to do.
Basically, that's setting up for she's at this point, like, she's kind of lost. Like, she does, especially after she kicked, you know, old man pretty guy out. What's his name again?
Jorah the Explorer.
After she got rid of Jorah the Explorer, like, she kind of really is on her own. And then this just kind of sets up for, oh, okay, I do need Jorah and I do need the Dinkles to help me out for, you know, here on out.
Well, she doesn't know she needs the Dinkles yet.
Oh, everybody needs a Dinkle in her life.
I've read the books. Anyone?
No.
Not on this anymore, no.
I'm the only one.
Yep, and no spoilies.
Okay.
Oh, you can have spoilies.
Oh, wow. So you do know up to everything that's been written?
Yeah.
Wow. I've read all of them.
Accurate to the book?
Yes. And I thought that this episode, I thought something was going to happen, and it hasn't happened yet, and they are stretching it out.
So
they're dragging it out, no pun intended.
So you think something big is going to drop this season for sure?
Yes, it is going to. It has to.
Okay.
I might have already asked this question before, but are they going to do like a mid-season break kind of thing?
No.
No, HBO never does that. Only
thank God.
It's actually the first year they're not taking a break from Memorial Weekend.
Okay, so good. So here's my other question, since we do have somebody that's actually read all the entire book series. So they have said that they are probably going to last until season 7, so we got 2 more years, and they said that all of this is now in the home stretch. Like, now things are going to start happening immediately, and they're going to be extremely significant. So you're saying that that's happening this season?
No, I'm saying they're stretching it out because Homeboy has not written it yet.
Ah, okay.
He's only, this season is where the books end. So
right,
he needs
we've
to
caught
get
up.
His ass on it.
Yeah.
Pull some J.K. Rowling, pump a book every summer until 2 years and get it out there. Because after this, no one knows what happened.
Oh, wow. I thought we were 2 books behind at this point, but you're saying we're right on top of it.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
If it's the last book, y'all are
at book
one
five.
Season away from knowing as much as anyone else knows.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Without reading a single thing.
Yep.
Score me.
And the books have been, the TV show, sorry, has been very accurate to the books.
That's nice.
It is very nice.
Which do you prefer?
the books you can kind of skip through and figure out, like, who do I like? Fuck Catelyn. I'm going to skip ahead to Jon Snow. I'm going to read all of his chapters. It breaks down exactly like the shows are.
Gotcha. So you can go from chapter to chapter.
Yeah, you can go and read Arya's part, and then you can go back and read Jon Snow's part, and then you can, I don't like Catelyn, skip ahead. Oh, she dies. Okay, go back. So.
But wait, here's the thing, though, is that you've read the books, you know how it all plays out, but then you watch the show, and you're obviously a big fan of the show. You know mm-hmm. everything that goes on, so do you care more about Catelyn in the show as you would whenever you were reading her chapter and saying screw it and then just jumping over to somebody else?
No, because you know what's going to happen. You just don't know when they're going to do it. And they keep, like, last season, it was quick. Like, they kept pumping stuff out and you're like, oh my God, this is already happening. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. This show, I think they're dragging it out for that guy to finish writing. They're waiting for him.
They're worried. They're worried they're going to run out of material.
Well, that's what
he's old.
That's what I was saying is that they pretty much gave up on waiting for George R.R. Martin to write the remainder of the stories. And so they said, seven seasons, we've got this. We know how to kind of take it. We'll just end.
Don't you worry your pretty little head. Yeah. We got this.
Yeah. Just go on every single Tonight Show, Late Show circuit. We got it because you're too busy doing that as opposed to writing a book.
Right.
But they already said he's not going to be the one writing the remaining seasons. They pretty much have their own writers to continue with the story.
Yeah.
He's consulting. Kind of like let them know what the direction, right?
Yeah, he's going to consult.
I think so.
Right.
They're following the direction.
I have something to... I've had this theory for a while, and Jesse, do not fucking tell me if I'm right or wrong or even react to this. There has been a lot of parallels going on between Jon Snow and Khaleesi. I always call her Khaleesi, but between basically, so like you guys are talking about like her basically talking to the janitor for advice. And then he was in this episode, you know, kind of like not getting advice, but trying to get approval from some, you know, random kid, you know, Jon Snow was. And there's this whole speculation on who Jon Snow's mother is.
Uh-huh.
And I think he might be related to the Targaryens in some way. And I think this is like a prerequisite. Now, Jesse, do not tell if I'm right or wrong, but others discuss.
I think you're stupid. No, it's a good theory.
Oh.
It's a good theory.
Wait, which one is it?
No, I made fun of you first. Got that out of the way because I have to do that. But no, I think it's a good theory. I think that everyone is kind of interrelated in this infestation of Westeros, and they keep hinting that he's powerful, that you don't know who his mom is, and he's a leader and all this stuff, and it's like, okay.
Take a Ned Stark fucked a Targaryen at one point.
Happened, and then with the whole Sansa thing and her asking about her heritage when she was, back in her hometown. And something is being hinted. If it's not a Targaryen, he's somebody important.
And you know why? Because the Red Woman tried to take his power and he backed off. She knows more about people than they know about themselves. And so she's probably wanting to get that essence from him so she can, I don't know, turn into hot woman.
Like her just going, you know nothing, Jon Snow. What the fuck, man? Like, how does she know that? That piece of shit?
Because she's a witch.
She's a witch.
Do you think John?
I'm not a witch. I'm your wife.
Is really Ned Stark's bastard?
No.
Okay, Jesse. I feel like you're trying. Don't tell us, please.
I think Ned Stark was a nice guy and adopted him.
Because he's an honorable man. He was the most honorable man in the North.
He is a very honorable man.
He was 006 for fuck's sake.
But yeah, I truly enjoyed the Red Witch pouting
and her boobs and
leaving the North without getting that Jon Snow dick. She was so upset.
She better leave him alone.
She got the woman version of blue balls.
Okay, we all know, like, we all have had our you know, share talking about who we think the hottest chick is on the show. Who do you guys think, who's the hottest dude?
I want to talk about it.
Yes.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, you're all Jon Snow?
Yes.
Nothing but?
Fucking hot.
What about Jamie?
I can't even talk about Jon Snow or I will slide off this couch. Fine. Ugh.
He is a good looking guy.
It's one of those things, if a guy wears like a Jon Snow costume, it all bets are off. You can do whatever you want.
Mark, you wore a Jon Snow costume.
Yes, I did.
It was dangerous.
She
was
looks all, she looks so happy,
night.
Too.
It was a rough night.
When we went to the Rave of Thrones podcast, or Rave of Thrones and Saul Hodor, she was Daenerys and he was Jon Snow.
Here's the other thing, too. There was no one else dressed like a crow. I can't understand that still up to today, and I'm still baffled by the whole thing where I'm the
only... You were the only one.
Yeah, which was fine by me, so... But thank you, Jesse. I didn't know that.
It's a good point. Joel, so you made a good point, though. Jamie is another very, very handsome man.
He could detach anything and attach it to that fake arm of his. I mean, think of the possibilities there.
Here, what about the man, Jaqen H'ghar, whatever his name is? He's an attractive guy.
Oh, the guy from Dorne?
No, not that guy. Not the Sand Viper. The guy that's running the House of Black and White.
Yeah.
Training Arya to be an assassin.
The guy that doesn't have a face. The guy.
He is a very good looking man.
That's true. See, I mean, I always go for funny personality, and I like that Jamie has some wit to him and a little bit of levity and everything. So I guess, and also for the fact that I like the thing that he had with Brienne going. So I might pick Jamie. I understand looks wise, Jon Snow is very attractive, but he's so sneaky and he's so like hiding behind his giant furry cloak that kind of smells.
Anytime you say Jon Snow, she moans.
The Dinkles.
The Dinkles, dude, personality goes a long way, right?
My man.
It does.
Good looking guy, too.
He has like a boy band wig on.
I would totally
it's
fuck
okay.
the Dinkles. Out of respect.
I mean, how could you not?
Not out of a bucket list thing to fuck a midget?
Right.
Yeah.
There was the hottest midget at the... He had like an 8-pack. And when we first saw him, he was sitting down and we were like, damn, that guy's hot. And then he was running around. We're like, oh, shit, it's a midget.
He only had, like, one move, too, on stage.
Yeah, like the sword pump.
All the I remember that guy.
Sword pump. We're like, damn, that's John the got hottest to see him. Midget ever.
I got to see him struggle on stage to try to take, because people are handing him his phone or their phones to him trying to take selfies, and technology escaped him.
Yeah, that's okay.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Nobody's saying Hodor?
He's a good DJ. He's a good DJ.
No,
he really is a good DJ. He
not
has
even
all
for the
that
story.
Equipment.
Wow.
Just pushes play.
No one is saying Hodor. Sorry.
God, throw him a bone. The men's retarded. Come on.
Can I say that I find some of the women way hotter than any of the men?
Yeah.
Like, what about that the kennel master's daughter with Ramsay's?
Too thin. Way too thin. In fact, she needs a sandwich.
She looked better naked than, dude, when she had her clothes on when she was doing that weird creepy thing with Sansa in the yard.
Whatever. Like she had a hip bone that was sticking out like 3 inches protruding from her. I thought her leg was broken.
By the way, before I say anything, is the girl who plays Sansa Stark, is she legal?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She's so fucking hot to me.
Just barely, though.
I like how he checked first before he got himself in trouble.
You were giving me shit last week, the last time that I was on the podcast, like, oh, you want to sleep with an underage? Hey, wait, is she overage? Yes.
I just want him. I'm covering my bases here, Mark.
I think she's literally like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, she's pretty tall.
I think she's bigger than Jon Snow.
Like, I have a thing for redheads, man. I don't know what it is about her, but she's hot.
I'm going to agree with Domino in the chat. Marjorie Tyrell, my number one. Her over anyone in the show.
Even Miss Sunday?
Maybe because we've seen her naked already.
Red woman. It's got to be the red woman.
Yeah, she's a duchy. I should like her more. But for some reason, I have a thing for Sansa. And I don't really like the younger chicks, too. Usually, I always go for the older ones. But that's...
And when she was still alive, Roz. Because, Roz was hot.
Roz was hot. Well, you know, she's still alive. Isn't she just on the run with Bran's brother?
Did
she got an arrow in her chest. Her super hot chest.
Kilt.
That's different
Kilt.
In the books.
Kilt.
Oh, wait. You're talking about the other redheaded girl.
The whore.
Oh, yeah. Wait, the one, the wildling?
Hey.
The whore from the very beginning. The one that was like showing all the other whores had to be a...
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
She had great breasts.
Yes, she did.
She was super hot.
Jon Snow's first love. That's the one that I've always gone back to and said, no, she's definitely the hottest in the show.
Ygritte? Yeah, she's
Ygritte.
My favorite. Always
has my hang up with...
She's your favorite too, Dennis?
Yes.
I think my hang up with Ygritte and Jon Snow is that I keep assuming that they're smelly. Like, really? I keep assuming that they have to smell so bad.
Oh, I bet but really good.
No, because
back they wear, then, though, everybody smelled bad.
They smell real good.
They wear animal pelts to keep warm in winter, and they fight in them, and they always wear the same things.
I would snuggle under that animal pelt so
movie that's like that, like in like medieval times, it must smell just terrible all the time. Everybody's
right, but it's like any you know animal in the world, you learn to adapt to things. When everybody smells like shit, you become accustomed to shit smell. You know what I mean?
John had to burn several dead bodies in the middle of his town for days.
That's mm-hmm. right, I did.
Well, I bet he.
And that was just for fun.
Like good.
I don't think smell's an issue back then.
Now, you were saying something earlier, Jesse, that made me laugh, was that you feel like even in real life that Sam and what's-her-face would Gilly would find love and join each other.
They're both like the fluffy people that just find each other.
Fluffy. That's a good. Yeah, there you go.
They would love each other. If they found each other in real life, they'd be like, yeah, I equal you.
Speaking of fluffy people, I'm surprised that like none of those Reddit blogs, all those fat feminists, like made a stink about Ramsay's like basically calling his wife that had like, it's like, how can you tell if she's pregnant? She's,
oh my God, what a piece of shit he is. And the balls on him to tell his father who can murder him at any point. How did you find it?
That was funny.
But then his father turned around. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's a son. So I think we're good on the lineage thing that we were talking. Oh, I'm sorry. I promised everything to you. Yeah, it's not probably going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Probably not. Yeah. Take him down a notch. But I hate the Boltons. I thought I hated the Lannisters, and I still do hate Cersei. But at least Jaime redeemed himself. The Boltons are just sick assholes, man.
Yeah, their entire catalog, right, man? When a man loves a woman.
Happens to them.
I love the Lannisters. I don't know why you don't like them.
I think Cersei is probably one of the most important characters in the series, just because you have to have that hateable other side. Otherwise, nothing would be good. So
they're just so incestuous. It's like that whole family's just so fucked up. It's like you can't blame them for who they are.
Right.
They should have their own reality show after this.
Oh, yeah.
But no, Mark made a good point there. Like, yeah, you kind of hate Lannisters, but like you were saying, you can't really blame them. With the Boltons, it's just like, what the fuck is up with Ramsay? Like why?
Sick.
He's just an ass.
I mean, even when Tywin Lannister was still alive, like I could respect, like, okay, I know why he's doing that. I get it.
Family pride, all that kind of stuff.
Meanwhile, Ramsay gets bored by some girl. He ends up chasing her along with a pack of dogs.
Like a fox hunt.
Yeah. And then, like shoots her in the, shoots her with an arrow and then has the dogs rip her apart because he's bored, not to take over lands or to teach somebody a lesson, except for the person that got ripped over by dogs.
I know. I still have like theories that are mixed in with curiosities and wonder. Like cause I totally see great, Theon or whatever they call him now. I just go
Greyjoy.
By, but I totally go by the fact that he's going to snap. He's going to probably end up killing Ramses. And then also at the same time, I see Sansa pulling a complete 180 and like killing off Littlefinger, and Littlefinger doesn't suspect it because Littlefinger is so like he thinks like he has every single possible like waypoint or anything in any of his scams like locked down. But the thing is, Sansa has learned all from him. So I wonder if that's going to be a factor.
You're Tarantinoing this way too far.
That's why I said it's just a theory.
Person
that's sliding off the couch.
I need more. I need more Littlefinger because he's not going to win, but he's going to definitely have a hand in who wins.
I love how he just knows everything.
Yeah,
he is great.
He's awesome.
But going back to the Boltons and they're mobilizing. They're going to fight Stannis Baratheon. I know. Then when we were watching the show previously to the podcast, I was telling Royce and Marie and Jesse, I'm a Stannis Baratheon fan now. I back him.
Yeah.
You got converted.
Yes, absolutely. I was saying the same thing. I was like, man, I didn't like him at first, but it's just like, I didn't really know what he was up to. But when he really is pretty stand-up dude and pretty cool. Like, he's fucking hardcore.
Yeah. He's our only option.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's the, I'm going to do what's best for the company guy.
He becomes hateable when Melisandre starts pushing his buttons because he's really becoming a scumbag every time she gets involved.
That's true. Melisandre is not good for him.
Have you seen her tits?
Well, so, I mean, that's a good point.
Here's the problem with Stannis is that he's a mission-oriented guy. You know, so once he gets the crown, what's he going to do with it then? I think that's the reason why everybody has their reservations about him. It's like once he actually finally gets his toy, it's like, okay, I need to go rip up the rest of the yard. You know what I mean? Like, there's no... That's his end game.
That may very well be, but at least he's not asking his handmaiden for advice on, you know, strategy on how to take over, lands.
She's young. She doesn't know what she's doing.
She doesn't have anyone.
She has dragons. She's got three of them.
You can't ask a dragon.
She's a woman.
Burning somebody one day, marrying them the next day. Like, fucking make up your mind.
Yeah, that's
where the Jadinkles is going to come in.
I can't wait for that too.
I wonder if this season they're gonna bust out in either like the second to last episode or the final episode, the mountain finally like being
into the
monster.
John, you're obsessed
they
with the mountain.
Occasionally hint at that, and they haven't really gone deep into it yet.
No.
That expression on the Dinkles in the chat, that's like, holy shit! I can't believe I'm seeing this dragon.
Oh, yeah, when they went through the Dead City, the City of... Mm-hmm. What is up with that? First of all, stop calling it Valyrian, as in Valyrian steel from Lord of the Rings. That was annoying me. Mm-hmm. But
you're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, I know, but that they were the one calling
the stone
it the
people.
It was called the City of Valyrian.
The stone people were like, I didn't realize there were zombies.
I mean, look, we can all assume that R. Martin is a hack. Let's be honest. He's stolen from everybody who's written these things, but he did it better. So
they're supposed to have grayscale, which is what Stannis Baratheon's daughter has, and he went all around Westeros, got it cured. Ew. But apparently
it's like a heavy-duty version of like a leprosy, right?
Yeah, but apparently those that were not able to be cured got sent to that city basically to die, and so they ended up becoming mutant ninja
crazed
zombies.
Which, I didn't figure this out till just now. How come those people didn't sink when they jumped in the water?
Yeah, Buttercup sounds it as a good point. She says the Oathkeeper is made of Valyrian steel, isn't it? It is. I believe it is.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
What, your Oathkeeper or the one in the show?
Not that.
Both.
That one's made out of latex. That's a different
thing. Oh, okay.
But, what's up with the stone people? That's right. Why aren't they sinking?
Why didn't they sink? They, like, floated up to grab him, and then they sank back
Guys,
down.
I told you last time, Deus Ex Machina, let's just keep the plot growing. We
it's
don't want to get
show about dragons.
We don't want to get
muddled
in.
Dude, Deus Ex Machina is so awesome.
It's real, Dan. Still weird to me, damn it.
Do you think that the dragon recognized Jorah when it flew over? Because the dragons have picked up kids and lambs and eaten them from.
I didn't even think about that.
It's
I don't
possible
think they noticed
because,
them, but yeah, you're right.
Because I mean, like they were, he was there when they were birthed, so they have to at least know, either A, know his scent, or B, just know what he looks like, kind of like with Yuki.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, so are dragons like presumably as smart as dogs? Like
no,
they would recognize like that?
They're not like golden retrievers. They don't remember.
So how smart is the dragon?
I think the dragons in this are like the same rules as How to Train Your Dragons, where it's a combination of a cat and a dog.
Yeah, gotcha. I want to say that they have some sort of intelligence to them. They're too big an animal to not have a large brain. It's like whales.
Mm-hmm.
Are whales smart?
Yeah, whales are smarter than us.
They're brilliant.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, their brains are the size of Volkswagens.
They can feel much stronger emotions than we can.
Have you seen Blackfish?
African-American.
Damn it.
She didn't know him better.
Come on.
You guys tripped over each other to get that one.
Yep.
So, Dennis, what was your highlight of this last week's episode?
The highlight of the last episode of, honestly, Ramsay's shenanigans at the dinner table. He's a piece of shit. The balls on him to speak to everybody in that fashion.
When he brings in Theon and says, "Hey, by the way, you killed my future wife's brothers."
Yeah, fucking
like,
apologize.
He's just like, "Let's just air this all out. You killed her brother. Apologize. All right, you accept. All right,
hug
cool.
it out. Hug it out.
Hug it out.
Hug it out.
Now, since your dad's fucking dead, why don't you have him walk you down the aisle of our wedding?
Remember
It'll be great.
Remember when Reek had a penis?"
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hey,
by the way, I hated Theon Greyjoy so much. I was so glad that happened to him. Sorry,
remember when he was trying to put the moves on his sister?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
His sister's probably still gallivanting somewhere, right? She didn't die, right?
Buttercup Sunset in the chat also agrees with you, Dennis, that he is, in fact, a fucking dickhole. So that is true. Extremely true.
I hope Sansa just, like, wisens up.
She's never going to wise enough.
I hope she gets naked.
The very
well, now
it's rude. She's, I want her to get naked.
As long as I'm seeing Ari, I'm fine with that.
Since the very beginning of this damn show, every single time, but Daddy, I want to marry Joffrey because you don't know what love is. And it's just been one stupid decision after another. She's never going to learn.
By the way, no. Am I the only one who loves like the slow, bitter dissension that she's kind of gravitating towards since the beginning of the show?
Oh, yeah. She is slowly getting smarter. And
I love it.
She was super naive in the beginning because she grew up in the noble household of Stark where everything was pretty and nice and happy. And now she's starting to learn that everyone's a piece of shit.
She grew those noble household of boobs, too.
I'm going to make a Dutch prediction real quick. I think she's going to not only become the new Cersei, but I think she might be worse.
No,
she can't be worse.
Jesse, you're not supposed to. I know you read the books. Why are you telling me?
I'm just saying Goth Sansa's going to get, she's going to get good.
Well, I heard you guys were saying earlier, you know, about how the books haven't written up. Remember, we played the interview with R.R. Martin when he said that he's already given the ending to the HBO writers. They know what's going to happen.
So they're like, they have the ending, and now it's up to them and how they get there.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
They're like, motherfucker, we're making way too much money with this show. We're not waiting for you to finish your fucking books, dude.
HBO, to be honest with you, I mean,
stop doing Letterman appearances.
Middle of a season, like, you know, if he died, imagine if you didn't give him the ending and he died, like, that would fucking suck.
He's old. He might die.
He's old and really overweight. Like, he really is, he's not doing well.
Well, he's a SIBO captain, so of course he's old and he's
rickety. He is a SIBO.
And he wears retarded hats.
I'm pretty sure that those suspenders are holding up his internal organs.
They're keeping him together.
Yeah, that's my Humpty Dumpty theory.
Now, Sansa's that beaten down good girl that's going to snap one day. Yeah. She's totally going to snap.
Yeah.
And I think Jon Snow is going to fight. And I think Arya is going to fight. And somehow the Starks are going to come back around again. Because it started out being all about the Starks.
So it'll be three new Stark edition.
And then Arya is going to fuck Sansa. Wait, what?
No.
What?
Whoa.
No.
What?
I mean, incest among siblings.
I'm just saying.
But
it's the kind of the theme of the show.
Speaking of lesbian incest.
Speaking of fucking, I do have a panel question. How does everybody envision the whole Missandei Grey Worm thing working out? Now that he's kind of sort of professes feelings toward her.
They're gonna die.
I think it's going to be something that is.
They have to fuck though, right?
It's gonna be
how,
poetic
though?
Justice.
That's what I'm wondering. How?
No, it's gonna be like that other the other Unsullied that went over to the brothel and she's tousling his hair and singing
digits.
To him and
spooning him and cuddling him.
He could eat her box. He could finger her. I mean, God, you know, I get he can't fuck her directly, but I mean, lesbians have sex and either one of them dicks. I mean, they could do that stuff.
They can.
It was obvious in the last episode that they both have feelings for each other hardcore, so maybe they're gonna tell a love story where there's no physical connection. I don't know.
I mean, he has a dick, so
yeah, but like he can get hard. Well, I mean, I don't know how this works,
Natasha, but maybe there's some sort of, I don't know, hormone replacement spell they could put on him.
Or they can have sex like they had sex in Demolition Man.
I just want to see some hot mulatto fucking, because that's what they both are.
Yeah, I think that they will fuck at some point, and then one, or if not both, will die.
Like, ooh, what if they died while they were fucking?
Even better.
That would be poetic justice.
Be even more tragic, and Jesse is smiling at me.
Jesse, you are the worst secret keeper of all time. Can you leave the room? You're ruining this for me.
Dutch really wants to get rid of you.
She's the only one that gets everyone's name right. Keep
her
around.
That is a very good point.
That is a skill that we don't have.
Could you stop tipping off what happens?
To be fair, it's more Marie's fault because she's the one that pointed it out. She was just...
Well, Marie is like a, you know, scorched earth policy. It's like, if I have to know, then you have to know too.
Well, look, here's my theory.
Everyone say your theories.
Don't, because Jesse's going to tell if you're right or wrong.
Uh-huh. She doesn't know because she doesn't know to the
end. She hasn't said it.
Yes, she does. She read the book.
She doesn't know what's going to happen at the end, though.
It doesn't matter about the end. I'm talking about
I'm not talking about the end. I want to know who's getting the Iron Crown, Dutch. The Iron Throne, I mean. Who's getting
Iron Throne?
Yes. Who's at the end? End game. Let's say end game right now. You might
gotta be Daenerys. Daenerys with the Dinkles as her husband. That's my theory.
I don't know.
He'll talk his way into that blonde box. Are you kidding me?
Jon Snow is going to get into that blonde box.
No, here's the thing.
He's going to get his Stark name back because I think the dude's going to leave anyway and go, you know what? Because you're so cool, you still get your fucking name back. So he's going to have a royal name again, which means he will have a valid claim for the throne. And then if he teams up with fucking with Khaleesi, then those are two royal blood. He has a legitimate, you know, claim.
No, dude. He dies in the war during the winter with the fucking crazy zombie zombies coming over the wall.
No, I don't think he does.
Valiantly defends the country, and then yeah.
I liked.
Was it the child murder?
Last week's episode. I think it was Ariel that said it. That you need the power of three, and we need three Targaryens, and I think three Targaryens are going to power up. So Jon Snow's probably Targaryen. He's going to partner up with what's her face, and we need to find a third one, and then somehow they're going to fight together.
Well, isn't the
Grand Maester?
Yeah,
there you go. That's the one.
But he's really old.
Yeah, but just old enough for the theory to work, and then he can
karate die. Kick him. He's blind.
No, it's perfect because you need three to you need the power of three, and then he'll eventually die off, and then Jon Snow can marry her, and then they can live king and queen and happily ever after.
Wait. What if they're related?
Even better, they love incest in this show.
That's true.
I call it wincest. Snow and Danny team up and fight the dead, and Dinkles is the hand, is what Domino says. You think Dink? I mean, I would hope that Dinkles.
Dinkles is the hand. I would say yes.
Dinkles was a good hand.
Dinkles will die before the show ends.
Ooh.
Dinkles will advise the final king. He's the smartest in Westeros. Domino says,
Here's what's going to happen is that Stannis Baratheon is going to get beaten by the Boltons. The Boltons are going to take the throne, and then Daenerys is going to take the throne from the Boltons.
Okay. Mm.
Interesting. Do you think the Boltons are strong enough to take down the Lannisters?
Yes.
I think the way
the Lannisters are now, yes.
I think that the show is cruel enough that, yes, it can happen.
That makes sense because you wouldn't want a good guy to beat out another good guy.
No, listen,
you
Dutch.
You want a good guy to beat out a bad guy.
Let me explain why, Dutch. Real quick. The Lannisters, the reason they were so strong was because of the father. We all agree, right?
Right.
He was the brain. The only other person I think could have kept together and was smart enough was Cersei's because she's evil and all this shit, but she's conniving. And I think she was. But now that they're sending her off to fucking La La Land.
La La Land.
I don't. Who's left there? The other guy's out there fucking. Not even
Jamie?
There. Jamie's out there without
just
a hand, being a bitch.
Yeah, just trying to find his daughter.
And so who do you have left? You have the dumbass king and the other.
Well, Cersei's there still.
What about Marjorie?
What about her? Marjorie's good at getting in. I don't think Marjorie's good in that conniving where she could take on an army good.
You know what? I think, hold on, you might be right there in the fact that Marjorie is enough of a wrinkle to screw up Cersei so she's not paying attention to everything that's happening because she's so bothered by this new cunt coming up that they could get her. You know what? It's not a bad theory.
I don't think that Marjorie would have the ambition that Cersei does. I know that Cersei is probably like chomping at the bit to do something, anything. That's why she's trying to align herself with the
religious group
as a method of last resort. Meanwhile, Marjorie's just happy to be there. She wants the castle. She wants to talk with her girlfriends and gossip about the queen. And
right. I'm not saying she's going to have to try and take over. She's enough of a distraction to Cersei, so Cersei lets her guard down to an oncoming attack.
Marjorie is thinking short term.
Yes.
Right.
She is not thinking long term. And that's because Marjorie right now is already queen. So her end game has been met. She just needs to keep it going and someone's going to overturn her.
Unless Marjorie gets advice from her grandmother.
Grandmother is a badass.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to fuck her.
And I
then,
like her.
Then that will be the only reason why it pushes from just thinking in the short term versus thinking like, okay, now I'm a player. Now I can start doing things. But she's not doing that now because she's just happy that she's, you know, in the master bedroom of the king who, you know, just send him away. I'll take care of other things.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I still give Marjorie props for being able to marry.
Fuck a 15-year-old? Yeah, it's really hard.
No, to marry the awful king that was before him, Joffrey.
Well, yeah, she has it way easier now. Like, think about that for, like, compared to Joffrey, this kid's a fucking pussy. Like, he's a pussy.
He's a pusher.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Joffrey, I think it's been that. I've already forgotten how bad Joffrey is, but you think back, if you've always back
awful.
The old episodes, the guy, he was probably still the worst, the most evilest person ever written on TV.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, is he worse than, I think he's not as bad as Ramsay Snow.
No,
he was worse.
No, he was worse, yeah.
He killed way more people.
Ramsay Snow at least was older and had more bitterness to be fucking asshole, but fucking Joffrey was.
Had no reason.
Still at that age.
Yeah, that's true.
At that age, he was just evil. He was just an evil
person. He was just the worst. Devil incarnate.
Ooh, if he would have been Ramsay Snow's age, he would have been worse than him, is what
Domino
I'm saying.
Domino has a great point in the chat. Bran has to come back at some point.
Next season, I read.
Next season, yeah.
And I really love the theory that, I forget who said it, that Bran may get powerful enough to get in the head of a dragon.
Nice. That would be badass.
Whoa. like remote control type shit.
That would be
like
bad.
A drone. Please.
Yeah.
Because one of them said in the show that Bran will learn how to fly. And we all assumed he meant crow, but he could have
dragon.
Also,
that's a whole wrinkle we didn't even think about.
Shut up. What if he's sitting on the dragon while he's controlling it? Boom.
Like that's yes. never ending story though.
Well, no, yeah. It's a dog.
That's
a
also how to train your dragon.
That's true. No one also noticed, but I'll bring it up for Dutch's attention so he can get annoyed again, was that while we were saying all that ooing, Jesse was cackling in the background.
She was laughing.
Because I prefer that we're wrong.
I didn't see this, so why are you rooting for me? Just because I got room for you?
Daddy wants you to be in.
Don't blow my candle out to make yours brighter.
Are you Daddy kidding me? Spoilers. That's what I'm a pro at.
Daddy's giving
you really are.
Sis.
Everyone in that
synopsize.
It's all about synopsize.
Do you think Brienne is going to screw with any of the Starks because she's...
Oh, I want her to fuck Podrick so bad. Him and his huge dick.
Now, let's face it. Jesus. Dutch.
Remember he said it? Like, remember, like he was fucking like... prostitutes come.
That's true.
That's a good point. He really...
Yeah, and the Dinkles and bodyguard guy were just like, all right, you sit down, tell us what you fucking did. Because these whores were coming out all like, you know, cowboy limp walk. Going, holy shit, the size of his chef. Like, dude, I want him to shove his meaty member into that thick lesbian pussy.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I forget. I apologize. I got really graphic there. I got really turned on. I'm sorry.
I can tell. He got... Well, that is everything Dutch likes. Lesbians, big dicks. Like, that's his fantasy. Dutch is a big tranny guy, if you don't know. So this thing...
Literally building them from scratch today, Dutch. Yeah. It's amazing what technology can do.
Bailey J.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I don't... I mean, the... I honestly think that there's certain characters, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sure Jesse's laugh will confirm it. I think there's certain characters that are endgame.
Stop talking, Jesse.
She's not talking.
Said nothing. She's been a good...
Stop reacting, Jesse.
Dutch.
I know nothing.
Jon Snow.
Please die, Jesse.
She's just there. She's just there rooting for Jon Snow to get his jacket off.
She just wants to see that Jon Snow dick.
Just snuggle me.
Have you seen the Lord of the Rings? Game of Thrones porn?
No, what's it called?
This ain't Game of Thrones.
Well, that's not even. They're not even
triple X parody or something like. I don't remember.
Game of Bones? Like they're not even trying.
I don't have it downloaded in a really high.
Well, I know you only watch 5 minute clips and jack off. I know how the internet.
No. I didn't download like 3 gigs worth of this movie, but whatever.
Game of porn.
Did you download the HD version of it, Dutch?
100. I didn't do the 1080p. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just this is.
No, shut up. I'm curious what definition you downloaded it in.
I could have done it in the highest definition possible, and it's taken up a huge amount of chunk on my hard drive. But I'm not doing that. I'm just saying I could have.
Is it on your phone?
Is it MKV, Dutch? Is it a big MKV file?
Oh, it's probably the largest file I've ever had. I mean, if I would have done it, it would have been the largest file I've ever had.
Oh, fucking 27 gigs of porn DVD.
I don't need it.
Oh, fuck.
So,
but all I'm saying is that the guy, he actually kind of looks like Jon Snow.
So I was super convinced at the end of season 4 that there was no way the Dinkles was going to die. But now I'm starting to think that the Dinkles may die.
Tony. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Endgame characters. I think Dinkles is an endgame character. Shut up, Jesse.
No.
You don't think Dinkles is an endgame character?
No.
I thought so at the end of season 4. Now that he's been trapped for so long and with a with a dude that's going to turn to stone.
They practically killed him this time.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think he's going to die.
Right now. But later. They're basically easing us in.
They have 2 seasons to figure it out.
They're easing us into the fact that he's probably going to die with that.
That's the point. That's why I don't think he's going to die. Because Game of Thrones never eases you into them dying. It's just like.
That's the point.
Okay. Shit, he's dead.
Okay. So he's going to see Daenerys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did Daenerys just decide to open back up?
The fighting pit.
But only to free men.
Oh, God. Is she going to throw the Dinkles in there?
Is Dinkles going to be in there?
Why is she doing this? Why
is the Dinks? Is Dinkleberry Doo going to hop in?
I'm so fucking mad right now.
If you're not. Shut up.
The Dinkles UFC Championship.
But, I know he's a midget, but God damn it, does Dinkles look handsome with a beard?
Oh, yeah.
You don't like Dinkles with a beard?
Wait.
It's like baby castaway.
Remember when when Dinkles had to fight for his life once, and he got to name a fighter.
Yeah.
Do you think that could happen again so he can live?
So who's going to fight for him though?
Anyone.
But it's not.
Who wouldn't fight for the Dinkles? He's adorable.
I volunteer tribute.
But it's not going to be it's not going to be Varys.
Nope. He's across the narrow sea. The same laws don't apply over there.
Maybe he can use Jorah the Explorer's Stone Man to fight for him.
He's just going to run around trying to touch the other.
Jorah's with Jaime. So.
Oh yeah, maybe Jaime will find his daughter and then come and help out the Dinkles.
Ooh, that's another thing too. Is Jaime, I guess, found out after he released Dinkles that he killed his dad, and now he wants to kill him too. Do you think that's 100% legit or no?
I don't know. But like I said, here's
an endgame character, okay. Arya.
Oh, Arya! I think
she's going to throw such a monkey wrench in everything.
Yeah. She is that slow burn. She's learning skills. She's training. She's fighting in combat and learning like mystical powers.
She's gonna come back, fuck her sister and Dinkles.
No, yes. Stop fucking your sister.
Stop it.
Sorry.
I know Jesse's laughing right now.
Sorry, I apologize.
She's gonna kick ass though. I'll tell you.
I agree.
Much.
I love that she hit her sword that she didn't throw it in the water the episode before. That was pretty cool.
I think she's going to learn how to shapeshift.
I think that's what they're leaning to, yeah.
Oh, crap.
God,
Jesse,
if she shapeshifts?
Did Jesse do something?
I did okay, not.
She just said, ooh.
Can I just point out nobody gives it?
Somebody set her on fire already.
I'd put her in my dragon room.
Oh, she can't burn because she's Daenerys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If anything happens in the show, in the conclusion of the show, I want Arya to kill every single person on her list. That is absolutely necessary.
Here's well, that's why they're reviving the mountain so she can kill him.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think so. I think that's why he's coming back.
Oh, shit.
I think the mountain's going to come back stronger, but mindless, like completely just mindless.
Yeah.
And little Arya. Oh, dude, that's a great idea. Oh, didn't think about that.
Wreck him.
And I think Hodor's going to kill Bran accidentally.
Like nothing like just he accidentally drops him and his head hits a rock.
Yeah. He just pet him way too hard.
Yeah.
And he explodes.
Yeah. Mice of Men style.
He's dead.
I already said that.
Oh,
where's the beef?
Where's the beef, Dutch?
You said it as I said it?
She said it before you.
She said it.
Way before.
She said it.
Like how long?
Like, I don't know. Like,
we have the tape.
He's been 1 second or a minute before?
Minute.
Dutch has been.
A minute before is one thing, but 1 second because I can't hear.
It was like a minute.
You know there's a delay here, right?
No, I've never done a show with you.
Talking to the blonde bimbo who keeps giving away the show.
My name is Royce, and I have brown hair, and you better stop it.
Do not get angry at her because she knows more than you.
Domino 29. On the chat does say that some major character will get killed by a Hodor that shapeshifts into Arya after. So I completely see. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah,
it could happen.
Or Hodor is going to come back and he's going to just drop the beats like he did in Grave of Thrones.
Sick beats.
So awesome.
Fucking drop.
Fat wobbles.
Follow him. Can we be his groupies?
Ooh, yeah.
I would be.
Let's do that.
Does he go by Hodor as a DJ name?
No, he uses his real name, DJ
Kristen Narn.
Yeah.
DJ Hodor.
Yeah, he needs to go by Hodor.
DJ Narnia.
I think the reason, from what I've read, the reason that Bran and Hodor weren't here because it wasn't caught up, like the books weren't caught up to where they're at or some shit like that. Yeah,
that's totally it.
That's why there's not.
So no one,
we don't know.
No
one
knows the Bran storyline.
No one knows what's going to happen with Bran.
Well, he comes back in this. Oh. He should come back in this.
Oh, series. I know he does because I read online that the actors are coming back next season. So he's coming back for sure. Like,
I know his voice,
Hodor.
I know his voice is going to drop another 3 octaves and we're still going to have to try to explain that, hey, he's 12.
I'm here to ride some dragons.
Yeah.
I'm here to fuck some strange and ride some dragons.
My character was written by Dutch.
Yeah. Where's that lesbian?
She's smoking hot.
She's so hot.
Do you think this season we will see a fight with the White Walkers?
Well, first off, the Caucasian Walkers. And secondly, I hope so. I would like to see the White Walkers fight the Stone
Caucasian Walkers.
Oh, God. White Walkers versus Stone Men. Who would win?
White Walkers.
Definitely.
How do you know? The Stone Men aren't bad.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think the
hands down.
Stone Men aren't intelligent enough to know how to kill the White Walkers.
They're regular men.
They don't even use weapons.
Yeah, Stone Men are like chuds. They don't know what they're doing.
Oh,
they're
shut up. Fatty,
there we go. Chud.
Fatty Boombalad fucking killed the White Walker with his sword, and he's a fucking loser. The guy's a fucking loser.
Dude, he luck boxed his way into that one.
Exactly. So fucking the Stone Men would fucking rip him apart.
That was just right. But you're talking about one walker as opposed to an army of them.
I'm talking one-on-one. I'm talking a one-on-one fight, a Stone Man versus a White Walker.
But it wouldn't be one-on-one. There's an army of dead people and then a couple of Stone
Men. Okay, let's say that they fucking... Shut up. Let's say...
He's talking about Mortal Kombat style.
Yes, thank you. Mortal Kombat style. Who would win?
Scorpion.
Gotta go with White Walker, man, every time.
Really?
Yeah, they're way too limber. They're like all bony and lanky and everything. Like they're just plotting.
Those translucent eyes, they can like see everything.
I mean, stone men could fight like against tanks. Dragons.
Like, yeah, stone yes. men.
I don't think that they could catch fire.
Oh, that's good. There you go. Oh God, an army of stone. If they could get an army of stone men, they could go against the dragons because they can't burn. That's actually not bad. That's a good idea. I want an army of stone men.
But going back to what you were saying earlier, I think that we will see White Walkers because they're trying to push all the wildlings north of the wall or south of the wall.
Right.
And so all that transition is going to happen, and then they're going to run into problems because Game of Thrones.
Because Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Yes. Buttercup Sunset saying dragon glass. That's how they got to kill him. Yes.
And the thing is, too, I mean,
Samji in the storyline here is reading up on the basement about dragon glass and how that's the key to everything.
He's been ordered by the king, the one true king of the Seven Realms.
Yes, to just keep on keeping on.
And I think that the way Fatty Boomalatty was able to kill that one walker was the walker wasn't even paid. He was just like, look at this blob of a human being. Like he was completely overlooking him like the way the Seahawks overlooked the Rams at home last year. You know, like they weren't even paying attention to a piece of shit opponent. It's like, this is, I'm going to cakewalk over this. That's the reason why that walker died. I don't think in an actual fight situation, Mortal Kombat style, that they're losing to a stone person.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess we haven't really seen much about the stone people and what they can and cannot do, so more to come on that one, I suppose.
The next episode, they'll probably delve into that.
All I know is that the Dinkles and Jorah fought about four or five of those stone men, and they still won, even though Jorah got hit with the grayscale. Mm. Still.
Yeah. By the way, I had to say I felt really bad for the Dinkles for having the shakes on a boat, because that must have been puke city for him.
Ugh. Yeah, it sucks.
At least he detoxed a bit.
Yeah.
He's going to be angry.
I don't want him sober, though.
He's going to be sober and angry.
He's going to be an angry elf.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I wonder if they're still going on. They're still killing all the fucking dwarves, too, because they were doing that earlier. I wonder if that's still going on. Cutting bitches' heads off.
Maybe. I think that was when Joffrey was still in power, though.
No,
they still are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they still have his head on a platter.
They threw a dwarf's head in a bag in front of Cersei's.
Oh, that's right.
Because she ordered them to find every dwarf in the kingdom and cut his... And if they put a ransom on him, so they were just killing him, hoping it was him, and they were killing a bunch of dwarves.
Right.
Yeah. And actually, remember when they did the head, that fucking... The doctor dude was like, oh, no, give me the head. I could use it. Maybe he's going to put the head on the fucking
mountain.
Again, it makes you think one of two things. Either they're easing you into the fact that he's going to die, or they're laying it so heavy-handed that it looks like he's going to die that he actually won't die. It's either one or the other.
I have one more panel question before we get out of here for the rest of you guys. What is Cersei's motivation, or what is the point of arming this fanatical religious group in Westeros.
Survival. She's trying to keep her family intact.
But like, why them?
Because she's got no one else.
Why not? She can't rule anything because she's not even technically the hand, and everything's got to go through the king, who's 12. So anything that will...
So you're saying she's like trying to like create her own little mafia kind of thing.
I think she's being an opportunist.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't them, she'd find a gang or, you know, pirates or some other group that would be able to try to help her out.
But something happens to Cersei in the books that hasn't happened yet, and I don't know if they're going to change it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is that in the first episode, there was that prophecy that was being talked about where all three of her kids died. It's, they have crowns on their head whenever they get buried. And so I know that something bad is going to happen to her. I just don't know what it is.
Because of the prophecy, yeah.
Mm, right.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, she's just afraid and is trying to fight off what she was told as a child.
So she is basically finding fanatics who are not a problem. They have no problem getting their hands dirty, and then she's not culpable for it.
Yeah. Okay. She's a little bit like Littlefinger, where, you know, they have their hands in a bunch of different areas, and you don't really know what all the chess moves are. Because it's kind of unclear, but eventually I think it'll come together into some sort of master plan.
Okay. I think what will probably happen is that it's probably going to bite her in the ass, and the High Sparrow, all those people, the fanatics, are going to turn against her.
Yeah, her nephew, who she was fucking at one point.
Yep.
Well, you know, things.
Dutch's face is, I'm loving it. It's making my day.
Why?
Because you know why?
No. Why would you do that, Jess? Like...
Because it's hilarious.
Just because it annoys you.
Theories. The whole point of the show is theories. Don't tell us if we're right or not.
Theories. I love listening to
them. Are they at least intelligent theories?
They're very. Y'all have thought of things that are so far off that J.R. Martin should be listening to this and being like, oh, yeah, I should put that
I should
there.
Write that down.
Damn it.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I didn't even think about that one.
Well, kind of like in Breaking Bad, how the ending was actually thought of by this kid that was dying of cancer, actually. And Vince Gilligan went to go visit him at the hospital. And he said, wouldn't it be cool if, like, you know, these certain people, I don't want to spoil it, these certain people came back. And because of that, he wrote the episode that way. So,
you're saying is we need to send this show over to George.
Somebody get sick.
George Martin.
Well, apparently he has like manuscripts written somewhere in Texas. I think like University of Austin or something like that.
University of Phoenix Online.
Phoenix. And
no, we're just fucking with you. Sorry.
And a whole bunch of college kids have like written in the manuscripts like, is this what happens? Is this the mom? Is this what's going on? Is this? And he writes in, no, wrong right here, wrong right here. But then whenever he starts writing again, he's like, what did I do with this character? And then they write him back. They're like, oh, you left him in Dorne and he's doing this and he's with these people. And he's like, ah, right. Okay. I'll keep writing. So he keeps forgetting what he's doing with these characters.
Because he's 7,000 years old.
I know. That's why he needs to crank them out right now.
So he's basically counting on other people to remind him what he's writing?
Yes. He's like a grandpa that's like, how do I use the remote again? I forgot.
Dear.
I have no problem with the other two producers taking over the entire series and just saying, fuck him.
D.B. Weiss and David Benioff?
Yeah.
By the way, David Benioff is one of the best looking guys I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's a good looking dude.
I've seen pictures of these guys?
Yeah. He's married to Amanda Peet.
Really?
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I've always had a crush on her.
Let me guess, Dutch wants to fuck him too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I was telling you guys that the first podcast that we were on where she was on The Late Show or one of those shows and was talking about what a stupid idea Game of Thrones was. Hey, my husband's going to... It's probably not going to pan out. It's a really terrible idea. And then 4 years later...
I want to look that up now.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
she better shut Amanda her mouth.
Shut your goddamn...
Shut your whore mouth, you whore.
You weren't Saving Silverman. You go to hell.
She does. That's right.
So I guess we... Did we run out of theories and guesses?
And we're out of time, too.
We are out of time.
Dennis, last words.
What do y'all think is going to happen next episode?
Oh.
Predictions.
Ooh. I think the Dinkles is finally going to meet Khaleesi, and Khaleesi's going to be all like, you're a bitch, yo. And then she's going to test them, but he's going to pass it, and then he's going to become like her advisor or something.
I think Littlefinger is going to use the bargaining chip of Lady Sansa and try to get weasel his way back into Westeros and like the higher arcs.
Oh, I'm
going to use my power of positive wishing and thinking and hoping that Sansa Stark gets naked.
See, that's not, I mean, but that's...
Arya's going to train. She's going to become a better assassin. It's going to start kind of ramping up in that direction. So that's what I'm hoping for, so that she finally learns how to shapeshift.
I'm going to say that Jon Snow's going to go over the wall again and start gathering up the wildlings.
Well, I would ask you, Jesse, but you probably know.
I won't say my prediction.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Good. No one asked you.
John, you already said yours?
I already said mine.
Everybody
said
Dennis.
I don't have any. I think Hodor is going to say Hodor.
Nailed it.
Okay, outside of Jon Snow, since Jesse doesn't get to give a prediction, what's your favorite storyline so far?
Favorite storyline so far. It's got to be Daenerys. She's got the best storyline. She's the strongest female lead. Mm-hmm. She started from the bottom, worked her way up.
Now she's here.
Whole she's gotten naked. Here. She got like raped a little bit, but now she's like the queen.
Raped a little bit.
She had a taste of that Big Dave Navarro.
Big Dave Navarro.
She's really pretty, and I think she's my favorite.
Mine is Dinkles. My storyline's my favorite storyline is Dinkles.
Little Dink.
I'm loving the Dinks.
I gotta go with the Dinkles in that one too.
I gotta go Dinkles.
I love the show because because I agree with both of those,
everything.
And yet mine's Littlefinger.
Exactly. See, and they're all.
Is fun.
I could just you could say it makes sense because they're all really good.
I love Littlefinger when he's paired with the bald guy, the eunuch.
Oh my god,
he's smart too, man.
They're like the Abbott and Costello of fucking medieval times.
I like those two together. I don't like them separate.
Like, them two together could run shit. Yeah, they're both brilliant. You know,
but they hate each other.
Oh, they don't like each other.
Littlefinger's got a weird story in the books. Weird story. I like it.
He becomes the mayor of Baltimore.
Nice. Carcetti for
Carcetti.
Ah, nice.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Well, Dennis, I guess you could thank people if you want. It's your show. I'm just here. I forge a habit.
Yeah, we just
that's all right.
Didn't let you talk the entire show.
Murray welcomed us, so she can say goodbye to everybody.
I did welcome everyone, and I did a fantastic job.
Yes, you did.
And now I will say I bid adieu to all of you until next week.
See you guys.
Grandmother is a badass.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to fuck her. I hope she gets naked. I want her to get naked. I apologize. I got really graphic there. I got really turned on. I'm sorry.